What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's fun to stay at the...
Did they make that song? Was the YMC already, like, popping then, or was it an ad for the YMCA that went viral? I don't get it, the YMCA song.
I mean, I had, like, it's a song of the brand.
Yeah, but like they did that and it wasn't a brand deal?
Right.
Like they just did.
They endorsed really, that whole place.
Maybe it was like a whole, like, maybe like a girl like Dr. Pepper girl, like just sung it one day and they're like, wait, that's catchy.
Village people, then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did they have any other big hits? Like what were the...
No, that was it.
It was just YMCA. They didn't have like a, I keep wanting to say Shake Your Booty, but that's like Casey and the Sunshine Band. Mm.
Like when you sing YMCA?
Yeah, or like the band, the Village People, did they have any other hits?
The
Macho Man, Macho Man.
Oh
my gosh, they did have Macho Man. That's right.
Wait, hold on. So what came first, Macho Man?
Same album, same time.
Okay, so the Village People is the band that made that song. But
yes,
they also made YMCA.
Yes. And you know what they look like, right? Like each member of the Village People, like one is like a cop, one is like a
one's
cowboy.
One's a Native American.
A Native American, which a little controversial, but maybe he was.
Why is that bad?
Well, I don't know what his, but the thing is, if you're doing a costume of the Village People, someone's got to be the Native American.
There's like a costume involved.
Everybody always does that one.
It's a little Coachella 2014.
What's the one movie that you think of when you hear Macho Man?
I don't know. I just think of roller skating as a kid.
Oh, think of the movie Wednesday? Or Adam's Family Values?
I never saw it.
Remember when she just killed her husband, or she's about to kill her husband, and she's like in the bar, and she's just like drunk. She's like, "Macho, Macho Man."
Oh, damn! You know it. You know that movie. I have not seen that.
You don't remember that scene? That's the one scene that I think of when I hear Macho Man. She's like on the bar. She's drunk as fuck. You know, because she's happy. She's killed. Yeah, she's about to get all that money, and she's just like. Like all the dudes around her, and she's
what movie
just
is
like,
this?
Yeah.
Adam's Family Values.
Remember that tall lady?
She is old. Okay.
Evil lady. She was in all white. She
it's Joan Cusack.
What?
Joan Cusack. Yes. It's
Cusack.
Mrs.
Could it be educational?
It could. Mrs. Mullins.
Mrs. Mullins.
Maybe
yes.
That's why they had her do that, talking about getting drunk and getting up on the bar.
Because of the Adams family, there could be a link there, Heath.
Same time. Oh my God! It's same world.
Interesting. And she became the principal of a prep school.
Yep, that's it.
Could be.
You don't remember that? Oh God, it's engraved in my head.
I never watched. My parents didn't really let me watch the Adams family. They let me watch like the old one from the 50s, but the new one's a little dark because it's just Wednesday trying to kill.
It's a family movie. It literally has the word family in it.
Bad influence for the children. I'm just kidding. But
there's
no
bad move radar movie that has the word family in it, right?
Yes, of course.
Because it's a family movie.
There's rated R movies that have the word family in it.
No, I don't think so. I can't think of one. Can you?
Yes, I can think of the Family Man with Nicolas Cage. I bet that's rated R.
Damn, you know what? I would think Nicolas Cage was a PG-13 guy.
It is PG-13. It is PG-13.
PG-13, you see? But still, PG-13 is still considered not a... Actually, you know what? 13 is pretty young.
I watched a PG-13 the other movie with my parents, And I was like, I felt uncomfortable watching it. And I was like, I couldn't imagine being 13.
What scenes are in this PG-13?
I don't know. It had some kind of sexy scenes.
You know what? I think they've gotten better with that. I think PG-13 used to be like a little raunchy. You're allowed to say one F-bomb. I think maybe a kissing scene.
No nipples. No nipples.
No. But maybe a little cleavage.
I remember PG movies back in the 90s. You could say like shit.
Really? But me. Oh,
Dunstan
really?
Checks in Jason Alexander, the movie with the orangutan, and they're in the hotel and the little kid
from Santa Claus.
Dunstan Checks In.
Yes.
He lives at a hotel. His dad's the manager, and they have a little fucking orangutan. And the dad, Jason Alexander from, you know, Seinfeld, there's a scene where he goes, oh, shit. And PG, 1995, probably.
You know why, Matt? Because we have slip-ups here and
oh
there.
My gosh.
That's real life.
Matt, you just reminded. Do you remember First Kid?
First Kid, of course. Which is
Bruce Sinbad? Willis, right?
No, Sinbad.
Sinbad and the kid from Blank Check? Was it the same kid?
I don't know if it's the same kid, but that's the kid that ended up growing up to be the
crypto millionaire. You're right. And, no, it's not the kid from Blank Check.
On the island.
Oh, really?
So I'm watching.
Well, it comes hand in hand. If you have that much money, you're probably going on the island. I mean, it's like a.
And if you're first kid?
Yeah, I think he's a crypto billionaire.
Yeah.
He's just well into the hundred millions or close to a billion. Brock Pierce. Yeah, the kid from
That's
First
it.
Kid.
Oh, Matt, from the movie Social Network, I didn't know those two twins. They ended up being like crypto billionaires or like Bitcoin billionaires.
Yeah, the Winklevoss twins.
The who? The Winklevoss twins. I thought like they got screwed over and that was it. That was their life.
Nah, they made a couple hundred million dollars. Like, yes, they missed
That's
out on
nice.
Facebook, but they still
Imagine
got in.
Imagine being screwed over and you still come up on top.
And you're still set.
Oh, wow. Damn. They're worth billions. Okay.
What?
We'll go on.
Real quick, what I was saying though about the first kid, I was rewatching that and totally forgot. There's a scene where he's like going into a fitting room at the mall and it's like mom is making him like go put like a nice suit on, whatever. All of a sudden he opens the curtain, full pants down, ass cheeks, like just, this is a child.
A little boy. What?
Matt opens the curtain, full moon.
What movie?
First Kid.
And this is Disney? Did you watch this on Disney Plus or is this like lost media on YouTube?
It was on Disney.
Well, no, but Disney Plus. Disney Plus is when you get a little dark. Yeah, okay. You get plus stuff.
Yeah, Disney Plus these days has like crazy rated R movies. It's like, do you want to watch like Cinderella or you want to watch like Jackass like forever?
They do have like some shit on crazy. The Disney on the Disney app.
You got to put like a parental lock on that.
You have to. That is like
and
the
I'm
one
I'm sure
app.
They do. I'm sure actually theirs is more strict than anything. I'm sure you have to, you literally unlock it when you download a thing. I think it's automatically for
How long until there's Face ID on the TV remotes?
Ooh, you know what?
That would be sick.
Wait, that's a great idea, Heath. Oh my God.
I bet they already maybe have that because some people use their phones as like remotes too. So
Jared, cut that part. I think you're onto something here.
I should text Samsung.
Samsung. No, you should hit up Apple.
Let me call LG tonight.
All right.
Are you guys Apple TV people? Like,
yeah,
you can have Apple TV. But you can have no. I'm talking about like you have a smart TV, but you still buy an Apple TV to like navigate your smart TV.
100%.
Right.
It already comes on the TV.
Correct. No, okay. So yes, I'm with you, Zane. But some people are big believers in having an Apple TV. This is not bad.
You know how slow your TV is when you're navigating through and you're like trying to load shit.
That's because Kian's fucking TV sucks.
It's because it's the program that they use. Their actual device inside of the TV is actual dog shit.
It doesn't have that much memory. You're right.
That's why it's laggy. That's why it takes so long. It's not. It's if you were to put an Apple TV box and do it, it would lightning fast.
Yes. You're right, Keith. And I keep struggling to like surrender to that truth because our smart TV, you know, you can have so many apps, you got movies downloaded, all this stuff, and it starts slowing down. But that's why some people love to have that external smart TV. Yeah.
Even if you're like hardwired and you have Ethernet into the back of your TV, it's the actual software like that's on the TV.
Why don't they put an extra chip in there to make it faster? That,
because they want to sell you a 70-inch TV for $150.
Right.
That's what I have in the guest house. I'm actually, while I'm out here, I'm having it switched.
The big one
in the living room. Because I'm going to have that nice of a TV and it's not going to be used.
So you're taking it out of my guest house?
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
But you're going to have the living room one.
No. You'll have the little
Kansas
CRT.
Great. You're going to love it.
TV. The CRT TV. So it's a little box.
Okay. Well, let's get to the intro.
Yeah. Let's hop into it.
You ready, Buki?
Yeah. Let's do it.
It's Comic Talk, baby.
Yeah. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Jared.
And Zane and Heath are back in Nashville. Ooh. Whoa! I might as well move here.
It's crazy. You were here a week ago.
I know. Right back. Well, the reason why I'm here is because Heath and I are going to CMAs tomorrow.
The
Country
Music
Festival.
Not the awards, the festival.
Are you going?
You're going to the CMA festival, not awards. Yeah. I was like, still,
CMA
equally
awards?
As cool. Is it, this once again, not an ad, is it just a festival to get people excited about the awards, or?
I don't know.
I think it's just like a country Coachella type thing. It's like a stagecoach vibe. It's a few days long, tons of performers.
Who do we got? Who's on the roster?
Bro, I went on the list. It's a 4-day festival.
Insane.
Everybody's gone. Like every country.
Ella Langley.
Shut up. Ella Langley.
I'm so jealous.
She's having a year.
She just had her meet and greet yesterday at Ulta.
Did you go?
Right down the street. We were going to, but it
we were going to.
Where I was like, she's doing a meet and greet down the street. I was like, oh, we have to go. But it's like you had to have like reservations and all sorts of stuff.
Oh, okay. You had to probably buy the product too.
You had to like buy the thing, but it was just fully sold out.
Also at our happy hour meet and greet. Hey, make sure to buy the
Make sure to buy the alcohol.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Ella Langley now. Like Choose in Texas, man. I love that song.
She kind of like, I feel like, how long has she been making music for? Because I feel like it was just her last album that really just took off.
A while
now.
A while in terms of years and building up, and then you like just hit the mainstream and you go huge. Like similar to when Kacey Musgraves, she was always like, you know, puttering around Texas, like doing shows here and there. I knew about her in college, and then bam, she like became huge with her big album Golden
Hour. We're big Ella Langley fans over here. She's from Texas, I could tell by the way.
Stupid. Who do we got? We got Jason Aldean. Oh my gosh, Dina Carter.
So I was picturing, because in my head I was picturing all grass. I thought they were gonna have this in like the middle of a park.
Okay.
In Nashville. It's in the city.
Oh, kind of like a Lollapalooza thing.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't even say Lollapalooza is still like on a big field.
Yeah, it's still in a park. You're right.
Yeah, but this is like in the streets.
Oh,
this is
it's kind of like
stadium.
Oh. So it may be also like in the stadium, outside the stadium.
Also
kind of
in
a
the
situation.
Stadium too. Yeah. I was not picturing that. I don't know. I'm gonna be tired in them boots, Heath. Are you wearing cowboy boots?
No.
Why not?
No, okay. My dogs were barking after the little line dancing day.
Oh.
Dude, I forgot how uncomfortable they were.
Shit.
I was like, you know what? I don't
so
think
definitely
I am.
Not. We should wear like regular shoes. I brought regular shoes just in case. I just figured, you know, I figured I wanted to.
I think I might go with another type of boot, maybe like a work boot.
And it's not grassy either, so it's like that hard cement. It's gonna be hot too.
Cowboy hat?
Oh.
So I was talking to Zane about it. It's like you don't want to look like you're just wearing a costume.
Yeah.
You know, you
gotta respect the culture. You know, yeah.
I'm not really trying to cosplay.
But I brought my hat from Amazon.
Oh boy, you got
and
an
that's
Amazon?
Why we're not wearing it. Dude, I paid good money for this Amazon hat.
Yeah, I brought it. You know how difficult it was to bring that fucking hat on my backpack, and you're not gonna wear one with me?
I'll wear one.
We'll
see how it looks.
The worst is when you buy a cowboy hat like on a trip and you're like, ooh, I got a cowboy hat.
And then
you're
like,
you can't put it in a bag. So then you got to wear that on the fucking plane.
But you
like
can't,
you're a
you
damn
can't
cowboy.
Also lean back because you got like 6 inches behind you. So you're kind of like heads tilted.
Yes. But also you can't you attach it to your, oh no, like the good cowboy hats don't have like the string on it. The one, my Amazon one does. So I just put it around my
he's
bag.
He's got the.
Where's that place like all the girls get like their cowboy hats done like in Nashville and they're like hundreds and hundreds of dollars?
Hundreds and hundreds.
Dude, close to like $1,000. Do you don't know what? Where that place
like
is?
Like the custom hats?
Yes. Every like little bachelorette party, they go to this place in Nashville. Oh, I can't even remember the name.
Why didn't you take us there for your bachelor?
Because we ain't dropping hundreds and hundreds of dollars on hats. I'm not doing that to you
guys.
But
we would have had a cowboy hat for life.
True.
But there's a place that's pretty close by. The only one that I know of that does the custom hats is in the Franklin Factory. They do like the whole beaver pelt stretching, you know?
Ooh.
How often do you stretch your beaver pelt?
What the fuck? What's a beaver
pelt?
That
sounds sexual. That sounds really sexual, Heath.
Oh, you stretched your beaver pelt.
You stretched your beaver pelt.
You shaved your beaver pelt. You shaved your beaver pelt.
So do you guys got to make content while you're there, or is it just like attending it?
It's with Celsius.
Oh, fun. Very cool. Is it just like, are you just like vlogging the day, or do you have to like interact with any of the
pretty
performers?
Pretty much. I mean, I feel like anytime you do any of those videos, you just kind of wing it and just see what happens. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it'll be a cool setup.
Yeah. Heath will probably be my little filmer, man.
I got
we'll
you,
see.
Buki. But I'm actually excited. There's a lot of good performers that are going to be there.
Yeah, you got Tim McGraw as well.
Steven Wilson Jr., Heath.
I know.
And I'm excited just to see Heath have a good time because, like, he doesn't like festivals at all. So, like, you know, I'm fine. I'll be there. But, like, looking at Heath, he'll be smiling. I'm like, this mm-hmm. is fun.
Oh, Red Clay Strays. I saw them in Vegas. They're really good.
They're
oh,
so
that
good.
Would be.
They're really cool.
I think this
literally,
is my
I didn't
dream
know
lineup.
On that list. I only
Shaboozy?
Know people.
Shaboozy,
you don't know, you know Blake Shelton.
Oh, yeah. Only like the really well known ones.
Yeah, I was just looking. Keith Urban.
Ooh.
Like, I don't know who.
Dude, Zach Top is fire.
I don't know who so Tucker good. Wentworth is. I don't know who Deanne Carta is.
You like Luke Bryan?
I know Luke Bryan. I just Ooh. Know his name. Oh, Luke Bryan is who we saw, where Alicia went to the hospital.
And then Riley Green.
Luke Combs.
Like, I don't know who Hardy is.
Where's Luke Combs?
No. I think Zane was thinking of Luke Combs.
Oh.
Yes, that was the Luke Combs concert.
Oh, that yeah. wasn't Luke Bryan. You see?
It's so crazy. All the country
I have a lot
singers.
To learn.
There's Luke Bryan, Bryan this, Luke that. There's so many that have such similar names that you're just like,
yeah,
it's hard to keep up.
That's what we're doing tomorrow. We'll let you know how it goes.
Hell yeah.
But I think that's all we have going this week, right?
That?
I think we're going to do a little. So I have a hotel in Nashville for this trip, so we might do a little staycation with Tony.
Oh, how nice of you, Zane.
Go sit by the pool.
This will be Tony's first time swimming in a pool, right?
Yeah, well, we put his feet in our pool, but it's not heated right now, so it's cold. So we just did like a little foot dunk, but not like an actual...
Got it.
When is Tony going to start swimming lessons? Because you guys own a pool, and that's a big thing that, you know, I don't know, you start them young, or just, God forbid,
that's
if
true,
an accident
yeah.
happens.
Maybe like one.
Where they like, they drop them in and then they snap trying to just get them to turn over and float.
What's nice is my brother was a lifeguard for a really long time and he would also do special lessons teaching kids how to swim. So he is like certified and like knows how to teach kids how to swim. So I'm going to have him do that for Tony in a little bit.
And it's honestly good for just in case, just like.
Yeah.
It's good to have.
Oh, I know. It's so sad and scary the amount of accidents that happen in homes and families that have pools.
Also, like
I wouldn't be able to sleep.
Like his son was fully dressed just out by the pool. Not my pool. It was another family member's pool. But they were just like, he was chilling by the pool and he was just looking, fully clothed, just looking at the pool and just goes like this. Jumped right in. Oh,
my God. It's so
I'm going in the pool now.
Kian and
Ayla.
No. His kid's name. What's his kid's name?
Coast.
Yes. They were just over the other day because it's Kian's house. And I was like, oh, you want to come in and just see it? They came in. They looked at the backyard, and we were talking. And just for a quick second, he was right at the edge and almost stepped in.
Oh my gosh!
But when they were living there, you know they had like the net,
baby gate.
It wasn't the baby gate. They had the net.
That covers it.
It covers the entire pool. Is which one would you do if when you put it on your pool? Like, we just have a gate.
I would do the gate. That way, you can like access it and like use it. The cover.
It is very Florida.
The cover
too.
That I have that we use for the winter is very difficult to take on and off. Like, it's a process.
Yeah.
So, I feel like it's just quicker and easier to do the baby gate, but. But now they make those like crazy retractable ones that will like slide over the
pool.
Those are
scary.
Oh, yeah.
I see too many scary movies with that. Where the killer will push them in the pool and then turn it off and then close it.
And then get trapped. Yeah.
And then you're trapped and then you die.
And then you die.
And then you die.
We're going to take a quick break to play the highly anticipated heated game of Blast or Splash.
Brought to you by Mountain Dew Baja Blast. The rules are simple.
It's like don't fill the water question game. We're going to ask a question. If you answer it, blast. If you don't answer it, splash. And whoever fills the cup up and overflows it loses.
And whoever wins, it gets to pick the punishment. You want to go first or me?
Let me go first.
Okay.
Ready? Pull up the last thing in your search history.
Easy.
Private tab.
Oh, no.
Already?
No, we can't do that.
Okay.
That's good. It's enough slices!
Damn, how much you pouring out? You trying to sabotage me.
It's barely filled. Remember the day we had that 5-course fajita fiesta at that Mexican restaurant on Ventura? Yeah. Tell them what happened in the bathroom.
Oh, come on. Text your ex that you miss her.
Which one?
The recent one.
Have you ever screamed at Tony?
What?
Loud.
No, I've never yelled at my kid. He thought he was going to do something. He thought he was cooking there.
That was honestly for me.
Have you ever yelled at Tony? No. Why don't you tell them what happened to our coffee company?
Tell them what happened with the peanut butter and
okay, fair play.
You are a sick human being.
It's getting close. Tell them the name of the mom influencer you were talking to last month.
Stupid.
Guilty.
What? I'm getting old. I'm 33. I don't have much options left.
He saw me have Tony. Now he needs to talk to a mom and book.
Okay, remember the day that we moved out of our first apartment? Mm-hmm. Tell him what the movers found under your bed.
Twisted, so cemented.
Okay. Now, tell them why it was under there.
Absolutely disgusting.
Done.
Shit.
That was a low blow.
Winner gets to drink
it though. That was a low blow.
Just wait till you see what the punishment is.
What are you going to make me do? It can't be that bad.
You sure about that?
If you guys want to play Blast or Smash also at home.
Blast or Smash?
You idiot. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Gotcha, bitch.
Blast or Splash at home. Make sure to grab yourselves a Baja Blast.
Or you can go to MountainDew.com and see where it's available near you.
Cheers.
Not a single hug.
I hear him. He's up.
That's my baby screaming.
Oh, he grew. I haven't seen him in like a week.
Yeah.
He's grown already.
Grown.
I was like, holy shit. God.
It's so wild.
He didn't look happy to see me though, but I think it's because he probably thinks I live here.
Yeah, it's not.
He's already like, yeah.
There he is again.
But he has no idea that I flew all the way.
There's
here.
Uncle Zane back again.
Whatever. I just hope he will appreciate it at some point.
Yeah.
I just wish it was now.
You're making memories. That's what you're doing.
Just when is he gonna start loving me? That's like my question.
Probably around at 2, he'll start feeling comfortable, I feel 2. Like with you. 2.
Two.
You're like, I don't even know if I'm another kid by then.
Fuck.
2 is like
awesome.
You might
have another kid by then, and then I gotta do it all over again. It's crazy.
2 or even a year, they'll start like reaching maybe towards you. Like, hey, do you want to see Uncle Zane? And like, they'll start reaching for you a little bit. 2, they'll feel like kind of trustworthy of you.
Anything else will be going on? That's it.
That's all we have planned. That, and then you're gonna help me paint the basement after we finish recording.
That's fine.
Is that okay?
No, that's fine. As long as you help me.
No, I'm busy.
I couldn't come up with anything.
Paint the basement, like painting walls or like painting floors, so, or what?
Just do the spray, Heath.
I have the spray.
The pssst.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's fully done.
Oh, if it's the spray, I'll do it.
It's fully done. I just have to do a couple more like touch-up spots. And then I put can lighting in the ceiling.
Oh, nice.
And those are painted, but I just have to spray the bottoms of it so you don't, because they like come silver.
Yeah.
So now that they're up, I just have to spray the bottoms of them and then just put the lights in. But it's coming along. Hopefully, by the end of this month, basement will be done.
Hell yeah.
Patricia and I, we got to clean out our garage. Just organize it.
Wait, you have a garage?
Yeah, like a storage garage. Yeah, you could park one car back there, but we would never park a car back there. But it's just
filled
with tubs and clothes, and like it just gets a little disorganized more and more every year.
It turns into like a storage unit.
Yes, and we just need to like take everything out and then re-put it back in. Because there's some stuff that we need, and it's so far back, and we just need to think about putting the least needed things in the back and then put the stuff we want in the front.
What's the last conversation you and Patricia had about like the next place you're living? Like are you going to stay there?
We're going to stay in our place for probably another year. But
I saw Patricia's TikTok and I got super bummed. Like the intro to it was like, "So, we're not leaving LA anytime soon. We're staying here, so I'm going to redo the bedrooms." I was like, damn.
But I mean, there's, you know, we always had like, oh, Nashville was on the horizon. I don't know like how much I want to like speak to it but I think socially we've been really fulfilled lately. Like we've have a good circle of friends who are like other couples, kind of in this married couples who are in the same stage of life as we are. And I think a big reason why we wanted to leave was because we felt like we were the only married couple out here. And if we're getting ready for, you know, phase two of married life, if you know what I mean, we wanted to be around a community that has that. And right now we feel a little fulfilled. So, but I don't know. But yeah, one more year of definitely staying.
When's that lease up?
You know, the lease has been, it's a great lease though, because Patricia's had it for like 8 years, more than that.
That's crazy. The rate must be really good then.
Oh, Zane, it's phenomenal. And it got passed down through a girlfriend of a girlfriend that someone knew. And so
it doesn't go up every year. It's
small fractions. I feel like it's been a long time since it went up, but it's very small. And like we're kind of like,
you're not allowed to raise it more than a certain amount, right? Like the law and.
Yes, there is like a rent control thing, but I don't know when that law was passed. I don't know the nitty gritty, but yeah, there are some stuff in place where you can't just like price someone out of their home. But other apartments on our street that are like even smaller than ours, not that great, are like $1,500 more than what we pay. Wow. So
just stay there as long as you can.
Mine went up 10% every year.
Damn. Oh, where? Wait, where were you living?
The Toluca house.
10% every year? Oh, dang, he wanted you guys out, huh? He was ready
to... That's crazy.
Is crazy. 10%.
He was charging you the absolute maximum that he could in the state of California.
Oh, so you can do 10?
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah, he was doing it.
Wow. Damn, it's kind of messed up.
It is.
He's like, you want to renew? I'm like, I guess I don't feel like moving.
Yeah.
It's wild when you see like apartments in New York that, you know, somebody has been living in since like the 1930s. And it's like an 8-bedroom fucking penthouse that they've been paying like $1,000 a month for.
Yeah.
And it's so devastating because like it's always like some old person who has finally passed away and the family has to like give it up. And I don't know if there's some loopholes where like you have to be living with that person, but I'm pretty sure like there's no way of keeping it. But gosh, just like massive fucking houses, like apartments in New York for that cheap. Oh, must be nice.
So, you know, I was on my flight on my way here. Do you guys remember the movie WALL-E?
Yeah.
Yeah. I never saw it, but I've.
Oh, you never see. Okay. So I decided to watch. I haven't seen it in like 10 years. I watched it. It is the darnest cutest movie I've ever seen.
It is just the darnest
cutest It is such a cute movie, and it's such a good movie too.
Mm-hmm.
For there not to be a lot of like talking in it. Great movie. I was actually going to tell you, you should have Tony watch it.
Okay.
It's such a cute movie. Just these two little robots. They're so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get Earth back on its feet again. I don't know.
And that film's like a big crux in the Disney universe. You know, people who have like the massive theories about Disney and that
it's all connected.
Yeah, like the company that does the batteries and stuff and like Toy Story and all of that is all the company that has that spaceship where all the people are living on. And some people believe that tiny little plant at the end of WALL-E is basically then the start of Bug's Life. That becomes the Bug's Life tree.
Oh.
And Bug's Life is technically post-WALL-E, I think, and I may be wrong, so forgive me. There's so many different theories of it.
I like that. I love that.
But the WALL-E really ties it in together about like the end of the world.
You know what I thought was interesting? We had watched Finding Nemo, and at the end of it, it was like in memory of, I forget his first name, something McQueen.
Oh.
And I was like, that's so interesting. So I looked him up. I guess he was like an OG animator and had passed away. And that's who they named Lightning McQueen after. And I always thought Lightning McQueen was because of Steve McQueen.
Oh, right. No, it's
but it's in honor of the animator guy, Glenn McQueen.
Well, they I think when they decided to do it, they were probably in their head like, ooh, it like works for both.
It does.
Like, both reasons. Yeah,
it sounds good.
So it made it even better that they went with it. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, he passed away during Finding Nemo.
What an awesome fucking last name. I wish. Mm-hmm. McQueen. Oh.
Imagine Matt King and Zane McQueen.
Oh, you know what name I thought of yesterday? I was like, oh, you know what? That's a really good name for a boy. But I want to get your thoughts on it because I was getting made fun of for it.
Let's hear it.
If I had a son, I don't know. It's cute. Okay, the name, and I know it's from the movie, but like Casper.
Okay.
Oh, I like that
name. Is
that
a cute name?
Yeah.
For a boy?
I like the name. I just only think of Casper.
Yes. Okay, so I looked it up. I was like, I thought Casper was maybe like an old name, like a name that was popular back then. I looked it up. It was like, it was there, but it was an uncommon name. But most people think of the friendly ghost.
Zane, no, it's actually...
I really like
that's
name.
A cool fucking name.
It is, right?
Especially for, like, you. Like, it would be... I mean, not meaning that, like, passively, but, like, you could have a son named Casper and, like, get away with it.
And it said the name is good because the name feels friendly and approachable. But
yeah.
It could be because of the movie, too.
it feels friendly and ghostly.
Yeah, he's the friendly ghost.
Yeah, I don't
Casper.
Know.
Casper. I like
that. I hate that I only think of Casper. But it's a cool name.
But Casper kind of looks like a baby boy.
Jasper's also a good name. I like the name Jasper.
That's really funny because my friend told me I like Jasper better. It was like, I actually don't like Jasper. I think Casper is much cooler. And you can nickname him by saying Cass.
Oh, Cass.
Okay, yeah. He's not going to get teased for that at all.
I think you also a good name for your son's name would be Harrison, like Harrison Hijazi. Sounds a good name.
Harrison.
I think
Harrison. Who, wait,
Harrison Hijazi. I just like the alliteration.
Harrison, that's a last name.
It could be a first name. I have a cousin named Harrison.
You do?
Yeah. I have two twins, Henry and Harrison. Harrison.
Yeah,
Hijazi.
But then he would go by Harry Hijazi.
yeah, that sounds. Yeah, good.
Yeah,
point.
Yeah. Okay. Fucked. All right. Well, I'm still thinking, but I. That happened yesterday.
Who is
like,
this?
Cool.
Zane's watching Wally coming up with baby names. Who is he?
He's getting that fever.
It was the pancreatitis. It's made me a changed man.
Okay.
You know, I'm looking into the future now.
Yeah, there we go.
Before we continue, this episode is brought to you by Stash. This morning during breakfast, I checked a new thing called Market Mood, and it said the market is feeling choppy, and that the top story driving that mood was the S&P 500 seeing a $1.8 trillion wipeout. How cool is that? It literally took me 2 seconds to check, and I already have an idea of the market direction today. And if you didn't know, Stash is an investing app that feels like having a financial advisor in your pocket. They've created this thing called Market Mood, which basically turns all the chaos of the stock market into a single mood. It's designed to help you understand how the news is impacting the stock market and make it easier to understand what's going on if you start investing now. And Market Mood is powered by Stash's AI Money Coach. It scans 700 plus financial headlines and data points each day to give you one simple read on the market, like uneasy or confident. It's basically a quick weather check for the stock market. So check today's Market Mood for yourself at stash.com/mood. That's stash.com/mood. It's free. It takes just 2 minutes and you'll actually know what the market is doing. Stop guessing and start knowing. Head over to stash.com/mood. Paid non-client endorsement, not a guarantee nor a representative of all clients. Investment advisory services offered by Stash Investments, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk. Thank you, Stash, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Oh, Heath, I saw a NASCAR event. Did you go to NASCAR?
I did.
Whoa.
I sure did.
You did. I saw.
Yeah, I went out there and shot some photos.
Did you look up Harry Hijazi on Instagram?
Is it?
Sorry.
Yeah. I wanted
I
to see if
do that too. Sorry.
I wanted to see if the username was taken.
Yeah, I just went there a couple days ago.
Oh, you were in the pit. You were finna be in the pit.
I was in the pit. You know, dude, it's so fun. I just feel like it's the only sport where you could be that up close. As a fan.
Yeah.
And you're literally in it with them.
And they come by often, right? It's just like a big loop.
All the time.
Because
yeah.
Like F1, they go boom, and then you don't see them for like a couple minutes, I feel
Yeah,
like.
And then it's like you're kind of just sitting there. This, you can basically see everything, especially if you're in the stands. You could just watch them go. It sounds, it's so weird. I used to have the same thought process as most people. Like, it's so boring. They just turn left.
Right.
But if you, like, really dive into it, it's so, I don't know. There's so much that goes into it. I think it's so fun. But yeah, this was a.
Did you end up posting? Because I saw you're about to post it.
I did.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
Oh,
Dave, you
really
got up close. Were the guys ever like, "Get the fuck out of the way, dude"?
So
like,
that's
wait,
another.
You got close. They let you. They let you. Oh, they let you in there.
I almost got hit by a tire. Wait till you get to the last picture.
these pictures are sick, Heath.
No, like you are. You feel uncomfortable, and you feel like you shouldn't be there because you're always in the way. Like, they're wheeling tires and gas like right up on you. Like, they'll push people out of the way to like do it.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like.
Did you see these pictures,
burden?
Matt?
Yeah. Yes, they're no, good. I'm looking at them right now on the screen. You. They're insane. Like, phenomenal pics.
Did NASCAR, how'd you get access like this? NASCAR was just like, you want to come take pics?
So what's crazy is those are just pit passes. So anybody can get pit passes.
Anybody can be in where
there's,
they
there's
where
tons
you were?
Of people there.
Oh, that's insane.
I was trying to get media so I could get even closer because there's a line you have to stay behind. Like that, I'm at the line right there.
Okay.
If you have like media, like a shooter's vest, you can get like up in that, like even closer. And I want to do that next year.
I feel like Hannon could have gotten you like a media pass. Like I feel like if you told them you were going to this,
yeah.
I feel like they probably would have gotten you one.
But yeah, I was super excited. Cool. Like, so me and my brother went.
Oh my god, I forgot to like it.
Oh my god, these are so good, Heath.
Thank you.
But yeah, it's, I don't know, NASCAR is special. I'm really like really getting into it.
I mean, if you get that close, you're getting content like this, I'd have so much fun. It's like that looks like you got hired to go there.
Who's Thank the top you. Who's the top dog? Who's the top car like in the game of NASCAR right now? Like, who's the Jeff Gordon of NASCAR?
Right now, I would say probably Denny Hamlin, Tyler Reddick. They're both doing really well. But Kyle Busch just passed away like a week ago.
I saw that.
Awful, dude. 41 years old.
Oh.
And he just won, right?
He won the week before he passed away.
Did he have like ammonia or something? That or
he
pneumonia?
Had like ammonia, some sort of like sickness.
Wait,
that
pneumonia?
Pneumonia.
Oh, pneumonia. That's scary because I've gone it a couple times too. That's, I think the older that you get, the just the
and
worse
then he,
it hits you.
He ended up getting sepsis because of it. And
oh,
that's terrible.
Awful, dude. So sad. And yeah, he won a race the week before that.
Wait,
and
is he Bush, like Bush beer?
Yeah. It's spelled the same, but he's not like Bush family. But he was definitely one of the best.
I've been seeing compilations of his mic. His like mic'd up moments when he's driving, the funniest fucking guy ever.
Oh, dude, he was obnoxious, but he was a goat.
His
fight compilations are crazy.
Like, his fight compilations?
Yeah, dude, they would get out of the cars and just fucking punch each other, run up on them.
You know like, what? I have never seen a fight like a NASCAR fight or like a race fight like that in general.
Dude, he would like slam his car into like other cars. Dude, there's like.
Oh! I thought you meant they got out of the car.
Yeah.
Oh,
all of it.
Do they show that? Do they air that?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Why have I never seen that?
Zane, you know
this
that's
is like
the guy
teammates
we met.
Fighting teammates. Whoa.
Oh, those are teammates.
I mean, they look like they're both wearing yellow. Well, actually, maybe I think one was M&M's and the other one's like Pennzoil. So sorry.
Who's who?
Right. NASCAR.
Zane, you know we met him, right?
Yeah, I remember.
He gave Zane and I jackets.
Really?
No way.
Yeah.
Damn.
I can't. I don't know where it went.
You can't find yours?
I literally can't. I don't know where it went.
Is yours an M&M's one?
I think yeah. It was. I think it was one of those moments where somebody was borrowing it to like wear it, and I don't think I ever got it.
You know who I think probably has it? Leah.
Ooh, T.
Why do I feel like I've seen her wear like an M&M's racing jacket like in her content? I know that racing jacket though because you used to have it in your closet, and I was like, this is so funny and weird, but I've never took it or wore it.
I bet you that motherfucker.
You think so?
I bet she has it. Yes.
You go onto her Instagram or TikTok and she's just
wearing
it.
I'm gonna ask her right now. I think she has it. I think she would take shit from it. I think she took stuff if she thought that I'm never gonna like notice that it.
But like I could totally see her just yeah. But
like
I feel
wearing
like
it for
I
like
have
a Halloween
seen
costume.
Her wear that on her Instagram story, Zane. Leah, and I'm sorry if maybe this is a false accusation.
Oh, live on the podcast.
Call her out. What, Zane? I'm filming Millionaire what? Nanny.
It's 12:30 p.m. here. Filming. She's probably still sleeping.
Is she too big for you now?
I know.
Her assistant picks up. Leah's busy.
Heath, I wanted to send you this, but I saved it for the pod. Matt, you too. Did you guys hear about this like fishing competition that happened? He was caught cheating in a fishing competition by putting weights in his largemouth bass.
We got weights.
He was arrested for violating fishing tournament law after organizers found weights in his
bass. He got arrested for that though?
I don't know if the arrested thing is, but like
the whole bag of weights.
There's a video of them pulling out weights. But how the I just don't understand how isn't in a fishing competition you have to sit there out and you're fishing and then
everybody
go out and fish.
And you come back with which fish you caught.
They're not there. Oh, they're not there watching you fish.
No, you come back for a weigh in.
And so they were taking their fish that they caught and then put weights in their belly, and then they would when they would bring them all in to weigh them up, that was their way of like winning.
You see, and that's where they went wrong. There should be somebody there, somebody from like the tournament
watching.
Like, watching you fish. Yeah, you could do anything out there.
You got to have crazy. A lot of staff to do that because it like the boats that go out are hundreds and hundreds of boats. Like that means like you have to have a person.
It doesn't matter. I could have seen this shit coming from a mile away though. You,
right.
Like staff not seeing you out there, anything could happen.
It's kind of crazy it took this long for this to be the first time for it to happen.
Right? Just shoving weights. You know that was, he thought that was a great idea too. He's
we're winning this.
Oh yeah. And it's a damn shame like all the other competitions they probably won and they didn't get caught with their weights and their fish.
Just the video of them cutting the fish open and pulling the weights out is crazy.
Got weights.
Do you think that the fish weighed, they put way too many in one fish, where they're just like, this is not a six pound bass.
This is like a 2 pound bass. Something's
yeah,
off.
I think that is what caused the suspicion is like some fishermen of the judges were like, that's bullshit. Like, I know my fish. There's no way that would be weigh that much. And they started cutting them open.
You could look at a fish and guess the weight. Like you would just have a rough idea of what it is.
And maybe one was weird, but there's now four that all weigh this amount. What the fuck are they eating out there? This makes no sense.
And now they're going to jail?
I don't believe. It said 10 years in prison. I don't believe that.
Facing it's up a fucking, to 10 years.
It's a tournament.
But I mean, if they realize you scammed one and then you scammed multiple and then that a lot of your money was like pulled from, falsifying fish
weights.
You're
stealing money.
Oh, I didn't know he was doing this every year.
It could be. So a Willow Park man was arrested after he altered the weight of a largemouth bass he caught. The video that was next to this headline was one that happened in 2022. That's the big viral one. But this guy entered a tournament at Lake Fork, and the fish was... So this is one fish, and then...
Is it usually one fish? It's not, like, multiple fish?
It depends. Every
usually
fishing
it's the total weight.
Got it.
But, yeah, he's charged with a third-degree felony and could face up to 10 years in prison and $10,000 in licensing fees. I think that's a little aggressive.
It's because...
Yeah,
it is
a little too much.
The prize was worth so much, which made it a felony.
Oh, okay.
Because he technically stole, what is it, $11,500 was the winning?
Mm-hmm.
So he stole 11 grand.
And do you have to pay to get into this competition? Is it like one of those competitions where like the money is coming from like...
Usually.
Probably.
Like from everybody pitching in?
Oh, this is interesting. They used a metal detecting wand.
Ooh.
And that's how they found out about it.
Oh, brilliant. Smart. Do that every time then.
Oh, so you're saying they did that...
They probably have had people do this in the past. And so, they found out that using a metal detecting wand was just the easiest way to like run it over the fish. And like, why else would it beep, unless the fish is eating.
Him sitting there watching the guy with the wand coming up to the fish like.
Gulp.
Just start running. Just run.
He goes home like, how'd it go today, sweetheart? To bring home a big prize for that big bass you caught?
She knows already.
Oh, yeah. She's like, they didn't. They caught. Oh,
she knows
shit.
Already. Like,
but he
how'd that competition go, sweetheart?
But he tries to play it off. He's like, well, I can't control what the fish eats out there, all right? I did not put that in there, though. Maybe it's a dumb fish. Eating metal.
Oh, Curtis, not again.
Curtis, we didn't need the money that bad. Now our reputation's to the stank.
Soiled.
All that for like a couple ounces, because he put 0.75 ounce fishing weights in there.
That's not that much.
Oh, yeah. You know, the first thing he said was, oh, he must have eaten my... Like, you know what?
Yeah.
Don't you sinker. Put fishing weights on the top of your line?
The little sinker.
Ate them. He ate the weights. Yeah.
Just...
Before we continue, this episode is sponsored by Shopify. Listen, I know what you're feeling. Those emotions of starting something new are both equal parts exciting and nauseating. Like, this could pop off and be a huge success, or I could just be financing my failure. Now, you could go at it alone, or you can make the smart move and have Shopify by your side. And that's because Shopify powers millions of businesses worldwide and gives you everything you need to run and grow in one place. You can build a polished online store with ready-to-use templates, use AI to speed up product pages and visuals, and launch email or social campaigns to help more customers find you. Plus, if you ever need help, Shopify has award-winning 24/7 support. So stop waiting around and overthinking. It's time to turn those what-ifs into with Shopify today. Sign up for your $1 per month trial at shopify.com/unfiltered. Go to shopify.com/unfiltered. That's shopify.com/unfiltered. Thank you, Shopify, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
I would love to enter a tournament.
Yeah, I want to compete in something.
Yeah.
I just don't know what it is.
I want to get back into paintball tournaments. I miss that.
Paintball?
Why don't you? I feel like they're good out here, too. You should do it.
Yeah, I want to play paintball again. I miss it.
Do you still own a paintball gun?
No.
I remember I begged my parents for one, and then I think I went and shot it one time, and then I was like, I never touched it again. Because then once you get hit, it hurts. Paintball hurts, and you get a good welt.
When you get a good shot in you, you're like, I'm done. All right, hot. I'm tapped out.
It's just hot.
Yes. Dude, imagine being really hot, and then you get shot with a paintball gun.
It's just maybe now that I'm older, gained a little bit of weight, but you ever see those videos like the big boy paintballers? They just sit in the back. They're just
pop, 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 pop.
Like that. I feel like that's going to be me when I start playing again.
Do they have paintball snipers?
No.
No.
You could do like airsoft. Airsoft snipers are really, I just actually saved this video.
But it's not part of the paintball world. When there's a competition, there's not one sniper on each team.
They all shoot the same. Jared, I'm texting you this video of the airsoft one. Dude. It's messed up. It's messed up that he's going straight headshots. Airsoft sniping looks really fun. Watch this. Dude, people are taking it into the nose.
Oh, dude.
Oh, shit.
Oh. Wait, that's fucked up.
Wait, that's terrible. Wait, how do they not lose a fucking eye? Boom.
You have to wear glasses or goggles.
And is it just an honor system if you get hit, you're like, I'm hit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm hit.
Trust me, if you get hit in the face like that, I'm fucking hit.
Dang.
I'm out. Oh, that sucks. And they have fun doing this? Yeah, I mean, I get why it's fun shooting, but fucking, once you get hit.
Boom.
That's what you signed up for, though. That's what you signed up for.
Like, what is it like?
It feels like these people getting hit in the lip. It feels like if I were to just flick you right on the lip as hard as I could.
It would ruin your day.
Dude, it stings.
The way this first guy goes down like he got actually shot. head rocked back and just collapses.
You'd come out a different person. If you had to do, imagine every day you had to do that for a week.
Crazy.
you're a veteran. You're like a war veteran.
This one right here purposefully aims for the neck.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. The open neck. Like, this person has a full face mask on. Could have hit him anywhere in the head. Goes for the open neck.
It counts when you
hit
him in the helmet, right?
Yeah. Anywhere. You get shot in the arm, the butt. Doesn't matter.
So they want to hurt you.
This guy's got an issue and is trying to inflict pain.
Yeah.
Yo, but that second one, though, where he's standing there and you see it go up into his nose. Isn't that like... Oh, my God. You know that felt like a bee sting. Just wow. Boom!
Did y'all hear about that JP Morgan employee who basically he got fired from JP Morgan because they accused him of spending $642 on a deli platter for a Super Bowl party, a personal Super Bowl party. And so they were like, you use company funds. And apparently, no, he didn't buy it for the Super Bowl party. The whole thing was a reasonable expense. Can you scroll down just a little bit so I can follow this story? So the company claimed that it was for one of his Super Bowl parties. But no, his attorney comes back and goes, no, the platter had been purchased for a pre-approved business meeting. It was for a business meeting. So he thought this was bullshit. He got fired over this. And so he sued JP Morgan, and he ended up getting $4.25 million.
It's just so crazy how much money, how much more money you could win from something so small.
Yeah.
It's insane.
That is crazy. And I wonder if he was already a pretty successful, like, JP Morgan, like, broker. Like, he's probably already making a shit ton of money a year. But he was just like, nah, y'all are wrong. And so, yeah, the ruling states that the firm must pay an interest on the huge sum at a rate of 10% each year from the date of service until the award is paid. So, oh, is that like paid out over a long period of time, I guess?
I guess if they take a long time to pay it,
oh, okay.
It's in their best interest to pay it as soon as possible.
And it was proven that like it was like written in an email or a text, like it was a pre-approved like business meeting.
I mean, I get the red flag. $600-something for a deli platter? My mother could make that with her eyes closed, arms tied behind her back. $25 for that?
Yeah. But I mean, how many people were at this Super Bowl party? And was there like one person that, like a client that he was trying to like get, like sign?
Yeah.
Or something? Like,
I think the story goes, it was like there was a client that was already with JP Morgan. And then that client's like boyfriend or something, they were trying to recruit them as a client.
Oh,
and so,
business meeting.
Yeah, exactly.
Boom.
So the pre-approved business meeting that this deli platter was approved for was supposed to happen at the JP Morgan offices, but then the meeting got switched to the guy's house.
Oh.
And so then that's where like the discrepancy came from.
And I'm sure JP Morgan has spent way more money on fucking business dinners. Mm-hmm. $642 at a firm like that is nothing.
And now they lost $4 million.
Yeah, that was
a
silly.
Good thing. If you get fired over something that silly, keep quiet and then come back with a lawsuit. My dumbass, I feel like I'd be like, no, let's talk this out. Look at the receipts. This is what happened. Can I keep my job? Like, I would, this is when you learn just like,
And especially the right company too, like a JP Morgan, you're just like, oh, I'm going to sit this one. Oh, you know what? I'm going to keep quiet.
I love when people do that with like cops where they know like the cop is in the wrong and they're like,
okay.
Yeah.
I'll see you. You know what I mean?
You see the cameras recording. You're like, perfect. No.
Oh, you're good. Oh, body cam. Great.
I love that.
It's save recording. The footage.
Amazing.
Put it's it like, on SD card.
Oh my God. Did you see the body cam footage of the lady with no hand?
So good.
He's like, your right hand. I saw you text her on your phone. She's like, what hand? And pulls out her fucking arm. She's has no hand.
It's so funny because I remember when she posted the story time of this right after it happened, and now they just dropped the body cam footage. So to like actually see it.
And for him to like verbally say your other hand, it's insane. Boom.
And she laughs too. He's like, hand to God. Do you like hand to God? She's like,
yeah,
which hand? Like
hand to God. Right after that is crazy.
Oh, that cop is so full of himself.
And he still gave her a ticket?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Like, you have a body cam of this moment.
Yeah,
like, you see how crazy this is. Literally just apologize. Oh, my God. Laugh. Maybe laugh. Oh, my God. Oh, I definitely wasn't seeing it right.
Yeah.
Have a good day, ma'am. But that's it.
But the double down and then being like...
It's the fucking power trip. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's so bad.
It's such a rare moment, too. You're wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
just
wrong.
Admit it. It's
oh, yeah,
okay.
I'd be like, have a good day. Pardon
have
me.
Have a good
like,
day. Oh my God.
That was
have
silly.
A good day.
Yeah, it's all being recorded. Like, you look like a fool.
So her big thing was that she was going to, you know how you can take tickets to court and try to fight them and everything.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm gonna do this. And so she got the court date set and everything. The night before, she gets like a notification that it's like, oh, your case has been dismissed. Okay. And she was still like kind of paranoid about like, she's like, I don't know really if this is true or not or whatever. So she still shows up to the court date and she's talking to the judge. She has like a story time about this. And she's like, yeah, I just wanted to like double check that it got dismissed, everything. And I wanted to know the reason why it got dismissed. And the judge is looking at the case file. And I think the way she words it, she was like, and I swear the judge was like, for the life of me, I've never seen this before. And she goes, what? And she, the judge says, well, it's dismissed on lack of evidence. And it's just like the perfect, you know, bow wrap around the end of the story. Lack of evidence.
In this situation, could she still have sued?
I don't know.
In this specific situation, because like she got the ticket. Almost like this guy getting fired. It's like she got it. It's not like
if she had to still pay it, then yeah. maybe. But I think because it was dismissed, I don't think she has any grounds.
Do you think JP Morgan was just like, hey, we'll take you back.
We'll send you 3 deli platters.
That's almost at the point where it's like, you kind of wish she should have like escalated it a little bit. Yeah. Just to make it like if she would have like fought like, back in the moment. Are you kidding me? And then they're like, you know what? I'm arresting you for that attitude. And then the whole situation is bigger than what it is over her not having an arm. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Don't escalate things with officers, please. Yeah. Don't. But.
Sorry, bringing it back to this JP Morgan guy. I hope he sends a Super Bowl platter. Send it right to the office.
Yeah, my treat, guys. My treat. Thank you.
On me. No need to pay me back.
He's at the Super Bowl on the 50-yard line.
Oh, yeah, he can afford to be in the box now with another company, with another firm.
With Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
No, literally, he's with Wells Fargo now.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Good for him.
Bitch, I wouldn't even be getting another job. 4.5 mil, like, or 4.2.
Retire, baby. Enjoy your life.
Yeah. But you know, how much money do these guys make?
It all depends on their portfolio and who they're. I think this guy was already managing like $1 billion, right?
Really?
I feel like I read that.
Wow.
I mean,
talk about the pressure. Like, could you imagine waking up and you've got $1 billion that you have to manage?
I couldn't do that. Yeah. Oh, and imagine just the way they are, just like their personalities.
Those, the crazy wealthy people who are just like, why is my money going down?
Yeah. Oh my God. You made like a bad call and you just lost them like $1 million.
Why did you sell?
Yeah. Like,
oh man.
Before we continue, this episode is brought to you by SeatGeek. Okay, so I've been itching to go to another concert. The last one I went to was way back in November, so I pulled out my SeatGeek app to see what's coming up, and I'm so excited because I just scored some tickets to see Sturgill Simpson here in Nashville, baby. And if you didn't know, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app for a reason. They've got a ton of options like concerts, sports, festival, and much more. And there's over 70,000 events listed. So that means there's something for everyone. And there's so many stars going on tour right now. You got artists like Noah Kahan, Thomas Rhett, Rufus DeSoul, and many, many more. And what I love about SeatGeek is that it makes it so easy to feel confident in my decision. Every ticket gets a score from 1 to 10 so I can quickly spot the best value. And every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee. And if that doesn't convince you to try it, maybe the fact that they have over 35 million downloads will. And remember, concert season is about to kick off. To make it even better, you can use code UNFILTERED2026 for 10% off your SeatGeek tickets. That's 10% off tickets with promo code UNFILTERED2026. Make sure to click the link in the description to download the app and have the code automatically added to your account so you can use it later. Thank you, SeatGeek. We love you.
Did y'all hear about this Michigan landlord caught on camera? Okay, so...
yes, dude, my mom showed me this.
So these Michigan tenants had a security camera footage in their home and found their landlord coming into their house and having sex on their couch.
No.
With another lady, yeah.
Look at her legs. In their home. The legs up in the air like that? Are you kidding me? And then they go and confront him, the news people.
This confrontation is for the first time?
Wait. What? They were confronted by media, not even the police?
I think so, because I think they like fully brought it, to the media.
The legs.
The legs up. That is insane.
I shit you not. I think this is the same reporter that interviewed the girl twerking to the polls or whatever, twerking your way to the polls.
That was Michigan as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. That was Detroit.
Oh, this girl is Eyewitness News. She is on the case.
She's on fire right now.
I love this. I love this.
What would you so do you think they'll get paid? Like, what comes out of this? I want years free of rent.
I think it's trespassing, right? That's all they get is trespassing.
I hope so.
I don't think
landlords
don't get in
like,
trouble for having sex in someone's house, right?
But he owns the house.
He owns, the landlord owns the house.
Yeah, someone commented, just give me 7 months free rent and all good, my guy.
Everybody else was like, an hour?
Wait, did he have a sandwich or something?
All the comments are an hour. Not even the fact that he had sex in someone else's living space.
You mean to tell me he had sex for an hour?
And who is this lady?
The sandwich is frying.
I know, right? Do you think he was like, I own property. Let's go fucking one of my properties.
Why couldn't they do it in his apartment?
I think
like,
that's the kink.
It's just
the thrill. Like, yeah, let's just go into like a place that I own, but I don't live in and just have sex.
there's just something so gross about that. Like, I like it's
that's crazy.
It's not like a hotel room. It's not like cleaned. It's like it's some like you don't know what my mom showed me something like another story. There was a camera set up just like this, and it was a roommate or somebody was caught like having sex with a dog.
Oh no. Oh, I think Patricia told me about this. That is like really disturbing.
It's insane. Like, can you imagine catching like one of your roommates like doing that to your dog?
Are you guys like security camera in your house type people? Like, I sometimes I don't understand it, but like
I wouldn't, because I just feel like I would love to have it for like, you know, for instances like the person that broke into the house and like stole my keys. Like that's that to me. I'm like, damn, I wish I had something for that moment. But I think just if you're living with people,
yeah,
I just don't think it's appropriate.
Yeah, you have to respect other people's privacy, especially roommates.
Yes. Like, if you live alone, yeah, that makes sense. But even a family, like a husband and wife shouldn't be having camera in there. Like if the husband or wife is gone, like the spouse should feel like just not being watched over.
I know, like, it is strange. Like when like, yeah, you see clips, like, I don't know. It's like a kid does something funny, but it's on a security camera footage in someone's home. But then sometimes I think like, oh, it's like a safety thing. What if like, God forbid, like your child was, you know, on some type of bassinet that had some flaw in it that caused like injury or something, and you have footage of it, like for lawsuit purposes, something goes faulty in your home.
That makes sense.
But yeah, I don't know. But if my kids were like
cons. Me thinking back to being 13 and with my mom had a fucking camera in the house.
Yes. Oh yeah, you don't
the pillow.
Me just all over the.
Yeah. No, there would be a certain age where I'd be like,
all right. And if I didn't know and I found out when it, like, if I found out right now.
They play it for you on the TV.
I think.
They're like, hey, honey, look what I saw on TV today.
I think I would.
Yeah, no, cameras are scary.
I think I would die.
You know what I always think about, too? Every time. Like, these hotels, like, the people that install, like, cameras in the hotel, now I think about it every time. I'm, like, laying in bed. I'm just like. Somebody could be watching.
Oh, that's my dream, is to find a hidden camera.
Oh, okay.
No. Sorry.
Oh, that's my dream, is to watch people on camera.
My dream to be like somewhere like in like a bathroom or in an Airbnb and I find a hidden camera. Oh my God, the rush I would have with that.
You're done. You're good to retire.
Yeah.
Didn't you find you found hidden cameras in a Airbnb, right?
Yeah, weren't you like staying in some Airbnb and you guys had to leave because there were cameras?
We were staying in an Airbnb and the cameras, they weren't hidden. They were like out in the open, just like there was one pointed in the bathroom, one. But it was not like, I think these people just had cameras all over their house, but when you look closely, it had like a tape on it, but still like super uncomfortable. Like if you're an Airbnb, you should not have cameras in the house like that. Like that's crazy. Or fucking audio level monitors.
Yeah, that's
remember
crazy.
That? Or that's crazy. Wait, was that, were you with me when we saw that?
I'm trying to remember. I can't remember if you told me about
maybe
it.
Maybe I think I was with Todd and Natalie. We were at like a country festival and we were at this Airbnb where it literally had a voice or like a
audio
like a
level
decibel meter. A decibel meter. Insane. Inappropriate. Like that's fucking insane. And it like notified them whenever it like peaked.
It's crazy.
If you have that shit in your fucking Airbnb, don't rent it out. If you're that picky about it, don't fucking rent it out. It's insane. Oh yeah. I mean, another thing that I fucking said and then it happened fucking weeks later was the Pizza Hut restaurants. They're opening them back up, which I love.
Oh, the old school Pizza Hut.
Yeah. Old school Pizza Hut. Thank goodness. Thank goodness gracious. We need it.
That's great.
Give me the stained glass light above every table.
And open it back up around all of our areas, please.
And the red plastic cups. I want those. Yes. Those are great. Everything tastes better out of a red plastic cup. Also, Taco Bell should do this. Bring back the 90s looking Taco Bell's Taco Bell.
Please.
Yes. I don't want no modern ass fucking interior. I want it looking like it's 1994 up in that mug.
Stationary swivel baby blue seats.
I think it will come back though. I think we're getting to a time where like that style is like becoming.
Yes, it does well again. For social media, little marketers. Yes. This goes viral. This gets people buzzing. This gets butts in the Taco Bell.
This
in
the Pizza Hut. So cool. It looks so fun.
Like that's what I remember.
But you know what? I bet you like 10 years ago, we would be like, oh, it's time to change it. I think we like seeing something like that again because we're getting older. Oh, the red, green, and yellow bar.
So good.
Oh.
And give me that little coin thing where you drop a quarter and you got to spin it. Try to get her to land on there.
Oh, it wasn't that for charity, or you win like an item?
It was
like
a food item. If you got it to stick, I only did it one time and I got the little cinnamon twists.
Yes.
Oh, but if you lose, that's when it goes to charity, right?
Put a little something on the line.
Was it charity or is it tipped to them?
No, it was a...
It went to charity. It would help a local teen graduate or something. Then there were the ones that was like water, and that one was the fucking hardest.
Yeah.
Because it would just like float down in the bubble. It would just fall off and you'd be there all fucking day and your dad's like, all right, we're done.
Yes.
Let me play a little game.
But you know what? Now with like the social media though, there'd be all these people out there showing hacks like on how to like do it, and then everyone
would just ruin it.
Like
that's so much better. I would rather do that than this. Where they turn the iPad around.
Yeah.
Let me play a game.
Give me a little game.
Yeah. Oh, I was at a coffee shop the other day. They had a 50% tip option on there.
It was
30, 40, 50. 30, 40. And 50% options, and then custom tip.
Oh, no.
It's like, who do you think you are?
What?
50% option?
Insane. I thought it was bad.
It was a big chain, too. It was at the airport.
When they would flip the options around, so it was like 25 was on the left.
They just try to be slick.
But 50?
Anything but pay their employees more.
Yeah.
Anything but pay them more.
I saw a really good video breaking down the whole tip thing. And the issue lies within the tip out, like that the people have to pay being based on the total sales.
But it depends on like where you're ordering and what type of thing it is, right?
Yeah. So like it was like this back and forth of being like they ordered like three drinks or whatever it was at a bar. And that what the tip would have been if you ordered well liquor versus like 1942.
It's a dollar a beer. Wait, okay.
The bartender did the same thing, regardless of what liquor was poured. You poured a shot.
Yeah.
They were going back and forth like, why should I tip you based on the fact that it's 1942 versus well? You have still done the same amount of work.
Right, it's not percentage based usually on the cocktail. Depending on the establishment, like a rule of thumb, like if you're at a standard like dive bar place that's serving drinks, it's $1 a beer and it's $2 for a mixed drink.
But then they were saying the tip out that they have to pay is based on the total sale. So the explanation was if you tipped me, you know, based on if it was well, she's like, I have to go out of pocket out of the tips to cover because it's on the total percentage of sales.
Yeah, I guess.
And I'm like, yes, I get both sides, but it's like, fix your system.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the bartender's fault. It's not the customer's fault. It's the establishment.
I didn't know it was $1 a beer, too, for cocktail.
For like a well-mixed drink, yeah. But if you are at a fine place. and they're shaking it up and making you a damn espresso martini or something like really, really nice that like takes a while, that's like $3 sometimes. Like, that's what I would say.
Oh, God. Okay.
But like so $1 a beer they just
15-20%.
And I have that opinion because I saw a TikTok one time where it was a compilation of a bunch of bartenders saying what you should tip for your drinks. And that's majority of what them were saying. So
that's good.
That's what I go off of. But if you also ordered food to your table and stuff like that, then you have to, you know, run the numbers proper to that. But also sometimes like DoorDash, like I sometimes get really confused on tipping on DoorDash or like food delivery apps. Is it the 20% of the total order?
I think it adds in those delivery fees also. I think somebody broke it down one day on a TikTok.
It automatically adds all the tax, the service, the delivery fee, like it adds all that, and then it does the tip based on that if you were to just click the 20%.
Okay.
Yeah. So you are paying 20% on the entire thing with all those extra fees. That's crazy.
Right. So
you know what people have been doing? They've been tipping just cash at the door. They'll just do cash just so they don't have to tip on like that whole percentage, which makes more sense.
I actually just saw there's a pretty viral story that's happening right now. There is a woman, a young woman who worked at Olive Garden that just got fired over a tip because she had these regular customers that would come in. They came in for Mother's Day. And this woman who worked at the Olive Garden has like a young child, I think 4 or something like that. And the customers knew that. And so they gave her a $700 tip on for Mother's Day. Right.
Amazing.
And because like Olive Garden has this policy where if the tip is over 20%, it has to get reviewed by their corporate office or something like that. And this girl was just like, She's like, well, when am I going to get it? And like one manager said 1 to 2 days. Another manager said up to 120 days.
No way.
Yeah. And then she came into, she was like sobbing. They almost like, they told her it's like either do your job or go home. Like we can't have this here right now.
Ugh.
So she finishes out her shift, comes back the next day, and they hand her a letter saying that she's been let go.
What?
What?
Yeah. Over that.
And Olive Garden.
That's crazy. I know.
Then you're here, your family.
It, apparently not.
Wait, got Damn. Fired because she was emotional and not about not being able to
yeah.
take the tip. That
I don't know if that's the reason so, that they gave.
These companies are so.
Well, obviously she really fucking needed it and it was tipped to her.
Yeah. And that's
by it, a family that wanted to give it to her. That's insane.
Exactly. And that's like her mother was the one that like initiated posting about the story. And she was like, listen, my daughter has, you know, a 4-year-old child who's autistic and it's like every dollar counts, matters,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And so I can't remember the exact reason they cited for like why they fired her. But
now that's a lawsuit.
Yeah. Oh, they just had
I think it's because they, it shouldn't take 120 fucking days, but I think they want to review the bill to make sure that she wasn't giving a bunch of free stuff. So you know how you get a bunch of free stuff, you tip on the free stuff or you just like pay a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they were seeing if
possibly,
or if it wasn't an error where like the woman forgot to put a dot in between it and it was like a flat out. They thought like when she went in to add the tip, it could yeah. look like it was $7 or 700. And she goes, yeah, it was 700. And they're like, hold on, we have to review that because that could be an error. No one drops a $700 tip. And sometimes yeah. where the decimal point is could factor into it.
Exactly.
Look at the total.
But if you're going to do, I would say to anybody, if you're feeling super generous and you are going to do a generous tip like that, do it in cash because yeah. the cash right
there
on the pocket,
tried to
they
do
can
that
keep
where,
it. Like,
and they're like, we can't accept it. And like, I don't know if maybe you were there, but the bartender was really awesome and like we wanted to tip him and wanted it to go directly to him because he was good. And he was like, oh, I can't accept like a cash tip. And I was like, just take it. And he's like, no, I literally can't.
The man, so I remember that night. It was in Miami, right?
I think so.
That manager, like that, you could tell that manager was like a dickhead, and all tips because he the way he said it was that like, oh no, I can't take this because then I have to like fuck.
Like he was
what
just
was
like
reasoning?
He was gonna get in trouble if he took it.
Yeah, but it wasn't like a high end place where they're making a lot of money. You know, like,
it was so weird.
It was really weird. But he said that. If I take this, then I pretty much won't be able to get this. Like, I have to give it to management, and then management would give it like give me a percentage or something out of it.
That's
like the tip wasn't
so
going
weird.
To him. Oh, is that the check?
Yeah, this is the original receipt in the Olive Garden story. So they even wrote
there is
a
nothing
note.
To review.
There's
yeah,
nothing
right.
to
they made
review.
That pretty clear. They wrote that out. $700.
Yeah,
here is something to help out with your journey.
Love and blessings, and then yeah,
700, and then also 700.
They wrote out 700,
and then put it in the total.
Ooh, and that is a rich signature.
Yeah,
that means business.
That's old money.
Yeah, in pink too.
Do y'all have good signatures? Like sometimes there's days where I'm like, I need to sit down and work on mine. Like mine's.
You ever watch like the TikToks of like people giving yes. you new signatures?
Yeah, it's like your initials or like.
Or you can like pay to have them come up with a signature for you. I always wanted to do it just to see what they do.
Yeah.
They only bought $32 worth of food though.
Yeah.
Damn, they were having a light meal.
Okay.
I think they were just doing the unlimited breadsticks and salads.
Damn, fuck Olive Garden.
Yeah, that wasn't good Olive Garden. You got to make up for that.
Not cool.
I wonder what their response is going to be because now their social media is flooded with comments about it.
And it's crazy because these brands, they forget that.
Give her the $4 million.
They forget that TikTok exists. Like the moment you do something like this, everybody is on your fucking, is on all your pages.
Mm.
There was something else that I saw where everybody was fucking attacking a brand.
Patagonia.
Because they did something. That
was
wasn't
the drag
one
queen
of them, but
who was.
That was interesting too, that story.
But then like Patagonia's response was kind of interesting where everyone was like, oh, okay. Like they yeah. were kind of in the wrong. I mean, all respect to drag queen being an activist and stuff.
Well, no,
but.
I mean, no, the thing is that the drag queen took the symbol or took the
yeah.
logo and was like trying to license the logo.
And was
yes.
like
yes.
making clothing
out of
it. Yeah.
That's like if you were taking, remember when you did your little Heath merch?
The Bass Pro Shop?
or the Marlboro thing. Yeah. And can you imagine you're trying to license your name on that fucking Marlboro thing? Yeah. It's like, that's insane.
Yeah.
That's like, I don't know how this Patagonia drag queen didn't know that was like, you don't do that.
But he had the CEO had a good response. Like, we've been coexisting for years and like, we're supportive of Patty. And then they tried to have a conversation like, hey, like you can't do this now. Like, you can't license like a clothing company.
Right.
And take the copyright. They were like, yeah, we tried talking to Patty and like resolving this. And unfortunately we have like fully support Patty, but we just can't have it because
and
of the brand.
Also, and also like drag queen or not, if anybody did this, like,
yeah,
it's you don't license a fucking image that's already licensed.
Who's y'all's favorite drag queen? Who's your favorite drag queen?
I don't have a favorite. Oh. I don't watch those shows.
I love Katya.
Like drag queen shows?
No, I mean, like Trixie Mattel and Katya.
Yeah.
The only one I know is the Trixie Mattel.
Yeah. And Katya.
Well, who's like the second famous drag queen out there?
Great question, Zay. I'm just only a Trixie Mattel
like,
fan.
Because to me, that's like the, if some, you ask me, who's the most famous drag queen you know?
RuPaul.
Trixie Mattel.
RuPaul is who I was thinking.
Oh, I always see him without, not in drag.
Do you remember when RuPaul was on Jimmy Fallon? And he's like, so you are the most famous drag queen. She's like, a drag queen.
Yeah.
A drag queen. And Jimmy Fallon's face yes. drops because he thinks he said something so offensive. And she goes, honey, I am the queen of drag. Oh, man.
That clip is so good.
He was like,
drag queen.
His life flashed before his eyes.
Was that? Do you think that was set up? It was just. It was too good.
Time no. a drag queen has ever been put on the cover.
A drag queen. A drag queen. I am the queen of drag.
It's the so relief good. In his face after.
Brilliant.
It's so good.
Brilliant.
That's a good.
Yeah,
clip.
His heart stopped.
RuPaul's been around for a long time. How old is he? She.
He well, looks. She.
I don't know. Whatever.
65.
I think I'm pretty sure he goes by a guy.
65.
Wow.
He's 6'4". Wow.
Damn.
He looks really good for
his heels. I bet even taller.
That's
crazy.
Yeah, no, he looks like he's 30.
Work it, girl. He Give it a so twirl. Young. Do your thing.
That's what a good skincare routine does.
Damn. I should start.
I should start taking better care of my skin.
Do you guys do a red light mask before you go to bed?
No, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Do you see it help?
Or is it this like I thing love knowing like I'm doing it, and I know that it's apparently good for you. And
looks like it's making your face red,
giving me rosacea. I don't know. It just like helps.
I'm kidding, Matt.
Oh,
I just wish you saw results.
I hate
that. Like you have to like.
It takes time. It's just maintenance. It's like growing a garden. It's just maintaining your skin. And it's better to start young and do
There's
it like early.
There's really annoying about like doing all this skincare shit. And you're just like, okay, what's making my skin look better though? Is it the red light? Is it this moisturizer that I'm using? Is it this eye cream that I'm using?
I don't really put on night cream though. I'm not like I gotta wash my face before I go to bed. I don't like doing that. Cause then it kind of like wakes you up. And then, yeah.
Like the other day I just put that snail, the snail semen.
What?
What?
I don't know. It's a Korean snail semen.
Or is it salmon semen? Is it
salmon? No. It said snail. It said snail.
Okay.
Snail something.
I think Patricia puts on like salmon semen or something like that.
Korean snail mucin?
Snail mucin.
Mucin, yes.
Okay.
Why did I say cum? Maybe I was thinking of salmon.
Is salmon semen a thing though in skincare?
Remy Alicia uses
it definitely
those.
Is. So, but I did my, I did the hydrololic acid. I did the snail mucin and I did my eye cream and then I did another moisturizer and I looked really good. I looked like I took care of myself.
Good.
But you got to do this every day.
Yes.
I can't do it every day.
But if I don't put on moisturizer, I can like feel it on my face. Like my skin
moisturizer.
Feels...
Yeah. The moisturizer is fine, but it's like the layers of just like the moisturizer, the oils, the,
I guess I'm so basic. I do a 2-in-1 shampoo.
Oh,
and I got a face wash.
But then again, I feel like we got to do it. Like we don't have to do as much as girls do because you know I feel like they have to put makeup on, they have to wash it off. That like kind of damages your skin.
I just learned about edema dex.
I heard about this. It kind of freaked me out.
Edema dex? What's up?
It's this little microscopic mite that lives on our faces.
That's not.
No.
Yes.
No.
And it reproduces.
It reproduces. No.
Like having sex on your face right now.
What?
What?
Yeah. This is what they look like under a microscope right here. But
and they give you styes?
They can, but they're also a leading cause of like rosacea as well.
Oh, I got plenty then.
Ew, Matt. He's got Demodex all over his face.
Oh my God, you got critters fucking on your face.
That's what they look like zoomed in?
That's like, this
a
is like
a 3D rendering, yeah, sure.
An artist's
rendition.
But
like, rendition. What does it look like? It only shows under her eye, like where...
They live like a lot on your forehead, I think, from the video I saw of someone like put on like a almost like a sticky type adhesive and then they peeled it off their forehead and then put it under a microscope and showed what it was. But it was quite freaky.
Let me find it. I saved the video.
Well, what do you do to like prevent that?
I think you should just allow those to live on your face because like I think it promotes just like a good, was it microbiome of your, it's healthy, I guess. It's like a healthy thing to have.
Have you
seen sunscreen under UV light?
No. Are things living in it?
Crazy.
Like crazy as in like just, very bad?
Just that when you rub it on.
Oh, yes.
It goes into your face and like it just looks like nothing. But then like click one of those pictures.
It's giving you proper coverage.
That's crazy.
Isn't that insane?
Oh, wow. It's like... It makes sense because it's like you're blocking the sun, like the rays of the sun.
You could get in trouble for that.
Well, under a UV light, for sure.
You go to a club.
But you know what? But you know what? That's they probably, the first time they tried sunscreen, that was probably like an issue. They were probably like, oh, we got to make it clear.
Look at that.
That is crazy. It's like, it really works.
Canceled.
Imagine you don't see the left version. And somebody just
what's like the main ingredient in a sunscreen?
Zinc.
Zinc, really?
I believe, but then some don't have zinc. I don't know. They always say like to get sunscreen that has zinc in it.
So is the zinc the zinc is what's
zinc oxide? It offers the broadest protection across all UVA and UVB rays, and it recognizes it as the safe and effective one according to the FDA. But, you know, talk to your dermatologist.
Well, Matt, Jared, this is the end of our show. Actually, no, we're doing the unwind. But wish us luck at the Country Fest. Hopefully it's not too hot and too unbearable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we'll have fun, though.
Have a blast.
I might have
my first drink, maybe a beer.
Do it.
Go for it.
Careful, Zane.
It's been 3 weeks since my pancreatitis, so I'm going to take it easy.
Live a little.
You know what? And we're filming too, so I have to loosen up a bit. Yeah. Especially like around people like that. I have to.
Especially at the Teen Vogue.
Especially at the Teen Vogue party. A little edge, a little something different.
If you want to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, we keep these cameras rolling. You get an extended cut, the unwind. Every single episode, we also do a bonus episode. We do a live Q&A every month. It's a great time. Again, patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
And you can check out these episodes every Monday audio form on all podcast platforms and every Tuesday video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
That's right, baby. Unwind. We'll see you in a second.
Peace and blessings. Toodles. Mother effers.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.